What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. The battle lines are drawn. It is the great QB Symposium of 2025. Using ESPN's top 10 and the feedback of NFL executives, coaches, players, establishing our own top 10, where Goff ranks in it, and our own criteria, which we've established. You guys have now really shown up to play. We got to talk about your man Goff. We are to a point. There are four quarterbacks for two spots. Here are the established on the list in the top 10 QBs. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow. Hurts, Daniels, Stafford, Herbert. The four quarterbacks for the last two spots. Goff, Baker, Stroud, Love. Rico and I believe Stroud's a top 10 QB. Now, in our world, that's three QBs for one spot. If you disagree on Stroud, let's talk. If you disagree on principle about Goff, let's talk. If you think Goff belongs higher, let's talk. This is the time to the people.
Sell me this pin.
Yes, we go to Bob, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Okay, so I love this topic, and I can't wait to talk about this because this is really, really interesting, and I think it's a great conversation to have. So I just want to clarify something. First of all, let me say I believe Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback, but you said that Goff is more insulated than any other quarterback in the league. Are you implying by saying that you think top to bottom quarterbacks aside, the Eagles are worse than the Lions offensively? Is that what you're implying?
I would say yes. I think the Lions have the singular best offensive personnel. I think the Eagles have a far better defense. And they have that cheat code of that ridiculous
push. Sorry. It works.
Sorry, Bob. Sorry.
Okay. Now, I will say this. I do not 100% agree with you there.
That's okay.
Because in the year-end rankings, the Lions' offensive line was like ranked ninth or 10th. Eagles were like between ranked number 3 and number 2, offensive line-wise.
Okay.
And I will say that receivers, I think the Lions might have the Eagles beat. I'll say that. I think A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are not as good as St. Brown and Jameson Williams, in my opinion. And then running backs, I think Saquon Barkley is superior to Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, especially towards the end of the year. So I will say that I believe, even though Hurts is in the top 5, I think he's more insulated than Goff offensively.
Okay.
And if you want, when you factor in the defense, yeah, I don't think it's close. I think the offensive line of the Eagles are absolute maulers, and they're the best.
Yeah, and Bob, guess what? I'm just fine. I can lay down the sword, and if you think Hurts is more insulated and Goff's number 2, that's fine. I think we're still in the same neighborhood of the question is the question.
Right. Yeah, sorry if that was off topic. That was just one thing I wanted to say.
You're good. You're fine.
But I want to say this. I'm with you on the one thing that Goff sorely lacks is big playability in terms of when the play breaks down, can he get outside of the pocket and can he make things happen? That's just not who he is. But I will posit this to you. You mentioned earlier that Justin Herbert, right, when he's asked to throw the ball a lot, he makes things happen and he plays well. Goff, in 2023, I looked at this. He ranked second in the NFL in pass attempts, 606.
Yep.
Behind only Sam Howell. And he played very, very well. He was an MVP candidate most of the year. Last year, he was 10th, which is his lowest ranking since joining the Lions. In 2022, he was 6th. So when he's asked to throw the ball, he makes things happen. The caveat there is he needs to play within the structure of the offense.
There it is.
And that's what he is. And that's also part of the reason why in the playoff game, I thought he tried to be something he wasn't. He tried to be a gunslinger with some of those throws. And that's why he played
okay. Poorly. So now we're having some fun because, Bob, I think you've just highlighted something. And this is good. Rico, would you agree with Bob? Look, when he tried to be the man, it blew up in his face.
Right.
Everything with Goff is the structure and the sequencing and the scheme. So here's the question, Bob. If I give you four quarterbacks for two spots, is he in your top 10? Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud, who are your two selections?
My two selections are Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff.
Okay.
And where I disagree with you guys, I think where I fundamentally see things different is it doesn't make you a worse quarterback if you play within the structure of the offense. That just makes you disciplined, in my opinion.
And Bob, I get what you're saying. I guess for me, I'm more of a, if the play breaks down and you have to just kind of scramble and be the man, you're comfortable being the man and going off script.
Okay, I totally understand that. I get where you're coming from. But where I'm coming from is Goff plays within the structure of the offense more than guys like Herbert, who, because of their ability, can get undisciplined and can't be the reason the play breaks down in the first place. Because I saw that a lot.
Yeah, and look, Bob, and Bob, it's a great phone call. It's a perfect segue into the Baker Mayfield thing. You want to do that right here?
Yeah.
Let's do this right here, because Bob brought this up. So, Baker Mayfield, do you know how many quarterbacks have more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield the last 2 years?
I don't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Mayfield has 73 touchdowns. Quote, fearless as a thrower and runner. BPA quotient. He's got on-field leadership where teammates want to support him. Much better arm than he's given credit for. Good mover in the pocket. Great outside of the pocket. Attacks the third level of the D. Throwing it downfield. What's been a knock on Goff? The downfield stuff. When he has time, he's as good as anybody. Last season, Mayfield joined Brady as the only quarterbacks in Bucs history with 40 TDs in a season, dominant against the blitz, leading all quarterbacks in completion percentage and passing touchdowns against five or more rushers. He reminds me of Favre as far as a style of play, personnel exec said. He's got moxie, like bleep you, I'm on the attack, and defensive guys feel the presence.
Yeah, he does, Mike. He's got that it factor, and he's just stuck in Tampa, and nobody really respects the Bucs.
Want to have some fun?
Yeah.
He's in. Would the Lions be better or worse with Baker Mayfield here? As we have the Goff discussion, you've got to have that conversation. Remember, he's asked to do everything in Tampa. Everything. They do not have some dominant defense. They do not have a dominant O-line. They have come in here against the Lions, beating you once, losing in heartbreak in the playoffs. They played last year with a tight end basically playing tackle. Baker does it all. Mm-hmm. Complete red ass, and it's on him. Mm-hmm. See, if you're asking me, it's Baker at 10, and it's Goff at 11. That's just my personal. That doesn't mean one is good, one is bad, or, you know, he's voted off the island. But, Rico, my two would be Stroud and Baker.
Right. And I'm very close, Mike. I got Baker at 9. I got Stroud at 10. I got Goff at 11. I do. I think that he's outside. I look at because I look at Baker Mayfield, and it's like the perfect fit for him right there. He was a journeyman, and then all of a sudden he grew up right in front of everybody, and you're like, man, I can't believe Cleveland's still looking for a quarterback, and they gave him away. Yeah, he's down in Tampa right now, and he's asked to do everything, and he's got the it factor. He makes plays. He does it all.
So let's do this. Let's get Sam in the mix. David, we will keep the discussion open on Goff. We will get more of the calls as well. Sam first. Oops, wrong button, and I'm stupid. Now we'll go to Sam 97.1. Sammy, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Good. I would like to piggyback on what you've been saying, that, you know, the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, I think all of them are better than Jared Goff. I don't think Jared Goff's a top 15.
Ooh, all right. So the first guy who's called in and said, look, it's not even a discussion point. Take us through it. Why?
Because I think it was a product of a good offensive coordinator. That's all. If you go look at back at his LA Rams days, same situation. It was a product of a good coaching staff and a good offensive coordinator. Same thing with the Lions. I think if Baker Mayfield was in a Lions jersey last year, yeah, I think they would have won the Super Bowl.
It's hard to argue. I mean, look, when Jared needed to be the guy and needed to carry this team because the defense wasn't going to get a stop, what happened? It's fair. Yeah,
and, you know, a telltale sign of last year's divisional game was the Houston game when he threw 5 interceptions. And people still after that thought he was an MVP candidate.
Well, the MVP talk was crazy. It was a fun little cute story, but it was crazy in actuality.
It was crazy. And I think this year you're going to start realizing that Dan Campbell's empire is going to start crashing a little bit.
Well, all right. I mean, Sammy, it's fun.
I really do, and
that's okay. I mean, I enjoy the way you said it. It's a little dramatic. Yeah, I think they're taking a step back. First of all, yes, of course you're stepping back from 15 wins. I do think the coordinator stuff matters. I do think Aleem McNeil being out half the year matters. I do think offensive line transition matters. And yeah, need to see it to believe it with Goff without Ben Johnson. I think that's a story. So I don't want to talk about empires crumbling. This isn't Rome. But the one that's going to make people's head explode, and we'll get back to it. People here have a bad habit of letting emotion cloud reality. Jordan Love, knee injury, put his year off kilter, elbow injury, off kilter. You go 2 years ago, Jordan Love was a top 5 quarterback. If Jordan Love's healthy, look out. I'm telling you, that dude's different. Now, people here will scream. They'll go nuts.
He's Packer, so yeah.
I don't care. It's like me. It's like when I've talked about Michigan players I like. I don't care that they're Wolverines. They're good.
You're unbiased.
I was a Mason Graham slap.
You're unbiased for every player but one.
And then you show your bias.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
I hate him.
No. It's a quarterback.
Oh, Lamar.
West Coast.
Oh, Rat?
Yeah.
There you go.
Rat.
Yeah, rats, they do. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the calls. We got a football today. The symposium rolls on. 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.